This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 6, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly sunny today, temperatures in the low 70s. The proposed wind power terminal in Salem is moving forward. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the partnership has bought land at a $30 million price for the Salem Harbor Wind Project. This will now lead to the permitting phase. Denver School Committee member Jeffrey Kay is leaving the committee. Kay has been on the school committee for 8 years and has announced he is now moving to Beverly. The town is currently looking for someone to fill that seat. Bridges and infrastructure in Beverly were discussed this week in an MSO News Sports podcast with Beverly State Representative Jerry Parasella. Recently, Beverly's Hall-Whitaker Bridge was closed after being labeled as unsafe.
We knew it was in tough shape, but the plan was to replace it, and it was on a list of bridges to be replaced. And then when the state did a very meticulous evaluation of the bridge, you know, they had divers go down there, and they checked out the bridge. They just determined that it was unsafe to keep it open. So we literally got like one day's notice that the bridge was going to close. And so unfortunately, that's cut off one avenue of approach to the Ralside neighborhoods. It's on Bridge Street, near the old bowling mat. So the state is going to have a meeting with the city and the residents on October 11th to give an update on the plans to replace the bridge. The Kernwood Bridge nearby is also in tough shape, and that's got to be replaced. So we've got two bridges, probably within a mile and a half of each other, that need to be replaced.
That's Beverly State Representative Jerry Parasella. And WCVB-TV is reporting that a Peabody man was arrested in Revere yesterday with a rifle at an Amazon property that is under construction. Police say 41-year-old Matthew White was arrested for the possession of a firearm, ammunition without an FID card, and leaving a firearm in a car. He is expected to be in court today. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Rays yesterday 6-3, and that puts the wraps on the 2022 Red Sox season. Boys soccer, Masconom at 4, Gloucester 1, Salem over Salem Academy, 2-0. Field hockey, Danvers and Manchester Essex tied at 1. Weekend high school football begins tonight with Cardinal Spelman playing at Bishop Fenwick. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Here is Fenwick coach Dave Woods.
So short week, you know, for both teams, but the only thing I told our guys is last year, St. Mary's won the league. St. Mary's and Bishop Feehan won the league, and St. Mary's beat us, and they beat Feehan, and then they went and lost to Spelman. So anybody can beat anybody on any night, and Cardinal Spelman is certainly capable of beating us. So we had a great day of practice yesterday, and hopefully we have another good day today. The kids have the right mindset to just focus on the task at hand every day and get better every day, and we're looking forward to playing back home under the lights on Donaldson.
Fenwick coach Dave Woods, Fenwick 4-0 on the season. Spelman coming in tonight at 2-2. And that is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.